The kind of songs or standards known to us today as the Great American Songbook flourished from the mid-1920s to about 1950. As WRTI Susan Lewis reports, a new book on the subject shines light on the role of jazz in the rise, fall, and rebirth of these great American songs.
Fueled by Tin Pan Alley, Broadway shows, and Hollywood movies, composers and lyricists, among them Porter, the Gershwins, and Rodgers and Hart, wrote songs that became standards. Ben Yagoda, author of The B-Side, The Death of Tin Pan Alley and the Rebirth of the Great American Song, believes jazz was key.
Blue moon, you saw me stand.
Most of those composers really deeply understood jazz, and by the same token, once they wrote a song, a great jazz musician could do new things with it, you know, whether it's an Art Tatum or a Lester Young or Billie Holiday.
The composition of standards dried up in the years after World War II. The big band era ended, and some jazz artists went in different directions, with a greater focus on instrumental improvisation. Yet jazz singers, such as Ella Fitzgerald and Carmen McRae, were among those who kept the songs alive.
I get no kick from champagne.
Great vocalists, as well as jazz musicians like Oscar Peterson, really seemed to realize this is a canon, almost like classical music, the way classical music is interpreted and reinterpreted by different performers. We can do the same thing.
It's very clear. Our love is here to stay.
Yagoda says great songs came back with the revival of the canon of jazz-based songs and with a new trend in the 60s coming out of rock, folk, and the blues.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.